the tune says, you know, just that we're playing, my soul, is your soul reaching out for the Lord? That's what it's saying. Well, I trust that it is. That's why you're here. And one thing we can be sure of, the Lord's here as well. And you are all welcome. Okay, let us just bow our heads in prayer and invite our Lord to be here. Lord Jesus, we come with grateful thanks, knowing that you are Almighty God and that you gave your life on the cross of Calvary. You gave it, Lord, because you loved us. And all we have to do, Lord, is to love you back, receive you, believe you, trust you, reach out for you. And Lord, that's what two people in love do for each other. And Lord, we just pray for the people that join with us on the internet, wherever they are, their time of listening. It doesn't matter what time of day or night it is. You're still there, Lord. If they want you, you're there. If we want you, you're there. Lord, we just pray for the people that can't be here or are not able or for all circumstances, but bless them anyway. Help us, Lord, to receive what you have for us today, because we know that you have something for us. If we look for it, it's there. We're very grateful for that, Lord Jesus. Bless all the other places around the world that are actually preaching the gospel as it should be from the Bible. And help them, Lord, to understand that Jesus Christ is there with them also. Help us, Lord, to worship you this morning and this afternoon's meeting. We ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. Shall we stand and sing number 299? He is here. Hallelujah, and he certainly is. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. In the song here, the last two lines, he is here, you can touch him. And it's the truth. You can actually touch him from your heartstrings, and he doesn't miss anything. He knows what you're thinking, what you'd wish it would be, where you've missed out. He wants to help you, and he's right there. Doesn't matter where you are, the Lord is there. Knowing that, let's sing it one more time. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, Lord comes in, you'll never be the same. Let's sing 277. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on His face, and I know they feel the presence of the
now you're weak, you're bound and on.
ever had that feeling when you've been to service and you might have been a bit dull coming in, and you've been through the service and you go outside and you feel lifted, a little lighter, a quicker step? I have, and I know it's the Lord that's come in and touched you. Got a little special little friend there, Eloise. Lord bless you. Good to see you. She likes the singing here. That's why she comes with her mother. Yes, she says so. Okay, let's sing another one here. Like the woman at the well. Number 272.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. But then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, yes. Come, up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are praying, but treasures and things are more. But none can match the wondrous treasure that I find. Till I want no more.
You may be seated, and thank you, Pauline. She has a song for us here. When I asked her, she said she can just produce it in a matter of seconds. It's good to have that instant availability, and the Lord wants us as testimonies of what he does for us in our life, and so we can be a testimony for him. Thank you, Sister Pauline.
Mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves to fill the tunnel. Never fold or never fail. Keep your head upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us. Shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. You will roll up grades of trial. Christ is your conductor on the lightning train of life. Always mindful of obstruction, do your duty, never fail. Keep your head on the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to guide us. I praise forevermore. You will often find obstruction, look for storms of wind and rain on a fill or curve or trestle. Your train, put your trust alone in Jesus. Never falter, never fail. Keep your head upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise. train will guide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father and the Son, with a hearty joyous plaudit, weary pilgrim welcome home. Blessed Saviour, thou wilt guide us for sure, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore.
Oh, that's right, Brother Tartu, you gave me the signal. But I was wondering if I was going to get a signal from Sister Eloise. We very remember Sister Eloise sung a song, and she sung it out here in the front with a microphone. Do you know that song still now? Would you like to sing it now? Would you? When this man's finished singing, you might like to sing. I'll leave it up to your mummy, Sister Tony Ann. Okay. Thanks, Brother.
Psalm 148, 149. You. You praise the Lord. You praise ye the Lord. You praise the Lord from the head. Praise him in the heart. You praise him, all his angels. You praise him, all his hosts. You praise him, Son of Man. Praise him, all you sons. Praise him, you heavens and heavens. You waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. We commanded that we created. He has also established it forever. He's made a decree we shall not bow. Praise the Lord from the earth, you dragons and all deeps, fires and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling square, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cities, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying down, kings of the earth and all people, princes, and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, the old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted. His glory is above thy earth and him. He also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of his saints, even the children of Israel, people near to him. You praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. His praise in the country says, let Israel rejoice in his maiden that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in their hands. Let them sing praise unto him in timbrel harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth, to its sword in their hand, to its giving his punishment, punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains, their nobles with bare eyes, to execute upon them judgment with it. This honor have all his saints. You praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmness power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his strength. Praise him. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery sound. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
know that you read the Bible now, as well as singing it. Now we've got a little girl. How old is she this time? Five. It's a bit impromptu, but we were really blessed the last time that she sang. It was so nice. So we'll see how we go there. Eloise is her name.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
That's very good. She sung with music, I think, last time or previously. It's some time ago. But I'll try not to spring it on her. I was actually praying for you, Eloise, yesterday. I was just praying I would see you today. The Lord did it. Thank you. Okay, well, let's sing here. Does Jesus Care, number 279. He does care, we know that. But this hymn is very nice to sing. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? Shall we stand as we sing this? Does Jesus care when my heart is pained deeply for mirth and song?
Tried and failed to resist some temptation.
Certainly cares. Let's sing number 16, Search Me, O God. Know my heart today. Try me, O Saviour. Know my thoughts, I pray. Search me, O God, and know my heart.
Let it be.
You may be seated. We just have one prayer request here, well, one that's written in from Donnie Taylor. Pray for my eyesight in both eyes to be healed. Pray for my deafness in both ears to be healed. Pray for my taste buds. I cannot taste food that much anymore. From Donnie Taylor. And we just remember Israel. We pray for Israel. Always in need, always hated, but always loved by so many people. And God certainly loves Israel. Thank our God for the many answered prayers that we have. Hands up those who have had prayer answered this week. Do you want to think again? I bet there was more. Times we think we haven't prayed. I should have put that in the Lord's hands, but he did it anyway. Instead of one, it's many hands. Praise God. Are there any unspoken prayer requests here at this time? Signified by a raised hand. The Lord knows what you're thinking about, what your desire is, and he has the answer. Know that. Okay, let's pray. Okay. McConnell family in Belfast, the pastor passed away today. Okay. Well, people need comfort and strength at this time. And any other things that you have on your mind, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you with a thankful heart, knowing, Lord, that there's not one thing that you've missed, not one. Everything, even the people on the internet, on their time of listening, and they had a thought in their heart, I should tell the Lord about that. You heard it. You know it. And you also have the answer for them. Help us, Lord, to believe in God Almighty, because you are the one that does these things. We love you, Lord. Receive our love. Help those, Lord, that haven't yet made a decision. Do I follow Jesus or do I go to a church to heat up a pew? Lord, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ our Lord. One way. Thank you, Lord, for undertaking in Israel and the lady Taylor, her name was Donnie Taylor, her need, Lord, and those, Lord, that we put our hands up for. Thank you for undertaking. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's sing one more while you remain seated. And this is You Have Longed for Sweet Peace, number 705. Praise the name of the Lord. And then Brother Howard will come.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and earnest be fervent be great.
We just done this.
All the earth be blessed.
How many people, even in this city, have said, I should really contact the Lord and haven't done it? May they move. And anyone that needs the Lord, ask him. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of God. And I just want to remember a brother and his family. We prayed for them this morning. His name is James McConnell in Belfast in Ireland. Belfast, Ireland, yeah. And he's been a very faithful brother. You don't probably know him that well, but I don't know myself, actually, but I've just had a little bit to do with them, in a sense, and he was a real warrior that preached really well and preached the gospel, and hundreds of souls came to Christ for his ministry. And he has been used of the Lord in a mighty way, and we've been really blessed listening to their singing, actually, my wife and I, and family, and he is fearless. There's not very few fearless preachers, He preached the gospel and the light that he had. He preached the one on another gospel, spot on. He preached it really well. When he started out ministry, they had 50. God blessed them. And they had 3,500 in the church every Sunday, packed out. Well, he's gone to be with the Lord. Another soldier down. One soldier down. We're going to miss him. But I'll tell you what, he'll be so happy to be where he's been. He's been, hasn't been too well in recent times. But he's been a faithful witness. And many people in Ireland, other places around England, other places he's travelled, have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. So just pray for his wife, family, and the church there in Belfast. So it's really sad to hear that. Sad and glad. He's about 85, I think, wasn't he, June? 84 years of age. And he's gone to receive his reward. So it's a great honor to be a part of the body of Christ through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're believing we'll rise to 3,500. Do you think it can happen, Brother Tim? God can do anything. We may have to extend the building a little bit. We might have to go out onto the field. But truly, he preached very well. And yeah, it's just lovely to see. So we're going to miss our brother. And the wonderful brother. There's got some good preachers over there. Sister Pastor, Brother Owen, and others, brothers there that we know of. I was going to preach a message this morning, and I just was prompted to preach this one, and so I changed it. And because it's something that really struck me very strongly, and it's called The Days Are at Hand. The days are at hand. And when you look around the world, you see the trouble in South Africa, America, and all these places where it's just total anarchy. And people are going crazy, losing their values, their judgment. And this is all prophesied to be. But what manner of people ought we to be? Because it's coming to an end. God's going to rule. He's going to take over. There's going to be a judgment upon this earth like the world has never seen before. Jesus said so. Matthew 24, there'll be a tribulation that comes, never has been, and never will be hereafter. So you've got to be really in Christ and get serious with the Lord. Be close to him. So I wonder if we could stand for the reading of the word from Ezekiel chapter 12. God bless Sister Maria and Brother Curry. God bless you. It's great to have you here. I'm glad the speakers are going for you. Can you hear okay? That's great. Praise the Lord. So Ezekiel chapter 12 verse 21. And this is Ezekiel speaking, saying what the Lord told him. There's quite a bit in this message. I don't want to rush it. So you really need to listen real carefully. I'll try not to rush it. It's too important. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel saying? The days are prolonged and every vision faileth. Time's gone on, and the visions haven't happened yet. Tell them, therefore, the Lord says, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. So, therefore there shall be no more any vain vision or flattering divination, in the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, and I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. It's not going to go on, saints. This big change is coming right now. For in your days, a rebellious house, will I say the word, and I'll perform it, saith the Lord God. May God bless his precious word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we've just read a very sobering scripture, Lord, and there's many more to follow on the same thought, what you've said about our generation. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll wake everybody up here, everyone that's listening online, that you'll awaken them out of their slumber, for we're living in a very sleepy age where you said they will slumber and sleep before the coming of the Lord. Wake me up, Lord. I want to be woken up. I pray that you'll wake up my brothers and sisters, Lord, for this is truly an important thing. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. So it says, the days are at hand. The days are at hand. In verse 23, we read it. The days of God's promises for this day to be fulfilled. In other words, the vision will be fulfilled. It's gone on. Yes, it's gone on in years and years. But it will happen. Right on time. Not the fulfillment of other past days. We're not talking about that. We're talking about our day. What's the use of us going back 50 years or 100 years ago? This is our day. We want to know what's happening today in this generation. So God help us to recognize the day and the hour in which we live. We don't want to go around with our eyes closed. We want our hearts to be open. Many past ages, they failed to recognize their day. It's the Bible's full of it. And as we as individuals, now not the church, yes, the church, of course, but we as individuals, me, Howard Searle, or our brother Keith here, or whoever, it's for you. We must see for ourselves. Jesus gave us a direct warning. He connected us with the days of Noah. I didn't. He did. So listen. In Matthew 24, verse 34, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." Which generation? This one. And he says that sees the fig tree, Israel. You can read this in verse 32. Maybe we'll go to verse 32, Nancy. It's up a bit. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. The fig tree speaks of the nation of Israel. That's what it represents. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, when Israel starts to put forth its leaves, Israel were just, they were just desert dwellers a few years ago. They were just beggars, Bedouins. Brother and sister, they had nothing. Now, they are a mighty nation that the world listened to. Don't mess with Israel, because God's with them. So they'll put forth their leaves, they'll put forth fruit. They're starting to grow up. And Jesus, at that time when it happens, he said, "Heavens and earth will pass away, my word shall never pass away." But in that day and that hour knoweth no man. We don't know the time or the hour. The day or the hour. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, brothers and sisters, we are waiting for the coming of the Son of Man. Who believes that?
Amen.
For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and building in other places, it says, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. So just ordinary daily living. And knew not until the flood came. Knew nothing about it. No lights coming on. No understanding until the flood started rolling in. Too late. Now Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So we need to take heed and listen to the warning. I don't want to leave this place. So he never told us. I'm telling you now. Two shall be in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. He says. So we see, brother and sister, this is a very serious time for you and for me. We may not know the day or the hour, but we know the period, the time sequence we're in. Now, Noah's day, they did not understand just how close the end was. Even though God had sent them a mighty prophet, Noah, and he preached for 120 years. That's a lot of sermons. But I tell you what, they all had the same thing. Repent. God's going to flood the earth. And the longer the time passed, the less they believed. The longer the time, in Noah's day, the time went, because the Bible says the vision was prolonged. It never happened. And the vision failed, they thought. The Bible says because there's been a prolonged time, it looks like what Noah said has failed. Then one day, I always say one sunny day, sun came up, the birds were singing, but that was the day of the end. And they can't say, well, we didn't know that. Yes, you did. You were preached to for 120 years. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. And they got more wicked and more wicked and disbelieving of Noah. That's it. We don't have any rain. We don't even know what rain was, because at that time no rain had come. The only water they got was from dew that fell. So that's what we see happening. God's word had failed, it seemed like. And that the reason it seemed like is because of time. Because it prolonged. The vision was prolonged. It didn't happen. And that's exactly the warning of this last time. In 2 Peter 3, verse 3 we read, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. Now watch carefully. What are these words, brother and sister? Wake up. Don't go to sleep. Watch what he's saying here. Saying, scoffers walking after their own lusts, just doing what they want to do. They've got a program. I haven't got time for all this stuff. And saying, where is the promise of the Lord's coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were from the beginning. We don't see any rain. We don't see any the Lord coming. Everything's just the same. We're just, earth's going on. We're building and getting married and all those things. And everything's continued as it was from the beginning of creation. That's a prophecy about this age. Because they'll come scoffing. Where is the sign of the Lord Jesus Christ coming? All the churches are drying up. And they are. One by one, less people go to church. That's true. That has nothing to do with the vision. Nothing to do with the prophecy that was to come. So they said it's just continued as it was. The day before the flood, as it says, a bright sunny day. Things continued on as normal. Just as normal. Sun came up. But that day was the last day. Let me say this, my brother and sister. Don't let us be asleep like the world do. Let us, God, awaken our hearts and minds. It's going to come without warning. They never knew until the rain started falling and the springs broke open from the ground. They never knew. It was too late then. There was to them no apparent change. They didn't see any changes, but there was. They failed to understand that what was expected in their time. I just want to say this. The end time signs are screaming in our ears. They are. Brother and sister, wake up. Open your eyes. God, awaken our souls. What's happening? What's the world doing? They're going loony. They really are. They've lost their judgments. I don't want to get into politics, but it's just sickening. The dishonesty, the evil things that are going on. It's a sign to you. Who believes it's a sign to you? Raise your hand. It's a sign to me. It's a sign to you. Brothers and sisters, the days are at hand. That's our title. Do we see? Do we understand? God grant us spiritual eyes and ears to hear and to see. This generation is different from all others. This generation is different from all others because this is the last age. It's a massive difference. The Jews in Jesus' time, when Jesus came to earth, the Messiah, and is walking around with them. You know what? They were living in the days of Abraham. They were. They were living in the days of Abraham, not the days of the Messiah. They were living in the days of Abraham 2,000 years ago. And Jesus pulled them up on that. They drastically failed to recognize their day. We must understand our day. In John 8:53, they said to Jesus, "Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Who makest thou thyself?" Talking to Jesus. Man, you talk about blindness. In verse 56 of John 8, it says, Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad." Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old." Listen. They thought he was 50, nearly. He's just an early 33-year-old. But the pressures and the burdens that he carried for this world made him look older. Our burdens made him look older. Our sins made him look older. Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" And Jesus made this very profound statement. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," watch the wording, who's all learned English, past tense and present tense, "before Abraham was, I am." Before Abraham was, I am. Present. Ever present. He's still the I am this morning. So you see, he tried to wake him up. He said, "Abraham knew about my day and was glad to see me coming here." They said, "How do you know? You're just so young." He said, before Abraham was, I am. I was before Abraham, I was before the world began. Our Lord God became our Savior. So this, our day, many prophecies have already been fulfilled in this generation. In Matthew 24, verse 3, we read this. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, now watch these questions. Watch these questions. Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Good questions, weren't they? Asking Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. There's been a lot of those. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Has anybody heard any lately? Rumors of wars. They want to blow up China. Or China wants to blow up America or Russia. It's all here, brother and sister. These are signs to you. And he says, see that ye be not troubled. Don't be troubled when you hear about these things. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences. Do we have any pestilences?
Yes.
Has anyone ever heard of COVID?
Yes.
That's a pestilence. And earthquakes, lots. And divers places, different places. All these are the beginning, just the beginning of sorrows. Now, brother and sister, I want to say this. It's only the beginning of sorrows. There are coming sorrows that you cannot even begin to imagine. These are just the beginning of them. This is why I want to warn us all to wake up and to snap out of it and say, Lord, may we be found ready to go with you.
Amen.
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended. Oh, they're going to be offended. Christians too. And shall betray one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Do you know, brother and sister, I just want to say this. If you just get on I don't encourage you to, but if you get on to CNN, not CNN, YouTube, and the places where what's that man's name? A preacher? Oh, not a preacher, I don't know what he is. But anyway, there's dozens of prophets. Dozens. Take your pick. All sorts. And they prophesy, thus saith the Lord, and it doesn't happen. The next month, they're out prophesying again, and it doesn't happen. False prophets. And because iniquity shall abide, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. You know, brother and sister, if a man of God says something, doesn't come to pass, don't listen to him again. Because if God spoke to him, it'll be true. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. What he said shall come to pass. And because iniquity shall abound, that's you know what to do, but you don't want to do it. That's iniquity. And it shall be abounding in people's lives. They just continually disobey. The Bible says the love of many, the love for God of many shall wax cold, shall become cool. They don't have that fervency they once had, that first love. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Who wants to endure to the end? Yeah, only God can keep you to the end. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So the quicker we get out and preach to the nations, the people down the street, the person next door, whatever it is, tell them the coming of the Lord is at hand. You need to get right with God. You tell them. Don't want to come up in the day of judgment and say, they never told me. I saw them over the fence, but they never said anything to me. What a shame. What a disgrace. I want to say, he always said something to me about the Lord. I was actually at the chiropractor the other day. He said, okay, Howard, what's the word for today? I said, get ready. He's coming. He loves the Lord. I said, you've got to get ready. He's coming. That's the message for today. If people ask you, tell them. Hallelujah. So we see, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, he said. Praise be to God. And Jesus answered the three questions the disciples asked, as we said before. Listen carefully. Don't be hard of hearing, saints. Don't be hard of hearing. Listen to what the Lord's saying. Has the prophecies of this day been fulfilled? Many have. There's very few that are left, but many prophecies have been fulfilled already. In verse 5 he says, many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ. They're anointed people, anointed. They have an anointing on them. And they may say that they are Christ. In verse 6, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Daily news testifies of that. Verse 7 says, famines. In the post and on the radio in New Zealand, on TV, not that I have TV, but were to help the starving. And there are many starving people out there. We do help people over in India. Hallelujah. And Zambia. We send food to them because they're so hungry. They can't work because of the COVID. So they're very hungry. So we appreciate your help. Your brethren have been helping to pay for that. Hallelujah. So this generation is in a serious state. Do you know New Zealand? Listen to this. New Zealand's in the top 8% of the world. The top, right up the top, the top 8%. And that is those who have food and shelter in New Zealand. We have food and shelter. Don't ever let me hear people complain about that. If you are hungry, you can be fed. And God will give you shelter. In this country, we are blessed. 8% in New Zealand has a high rating. We should be giving our lives to the Lord completely. Pestilences, old and new diseases, resurrecting and gripping the world without saying any more. Earthquakes, tsunamis are on the increase. But we hear today of these things, and by the end of the week, we've forgotten it. Who believes that? That's exactly what happens. We hear this thing, oh, that was awful, and we've forgotten. I can't even remember what happened last week. And it's been prophesied to be like this. People are not awake in the last days. The last days are here. We're in the last days. So, brother and sister, we really should be alive and say, Lord, help me. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Why? Because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation, he said. You knew not the time of your visitation. And people in this day, in this generation, people here do not know the time of their visitation. God has visited this generation. And Jesus prophesied the fall of Jerusalem. He prophesied there won't be one stone left upon you. And they said, oh. But you know what? It took 37 years to happen. So God brings a vision. God brings a prophecy. And it's a prolonged. The Bible says we read it. It's prolonged. And the vision doesn't happen. Just remember, it will happen. I want to be out of here.
Hallelujah. I want to be out of here. 37 years. And then they heard that the Roman general, Titus, with all his troops, was surrounding Jerusalem. This is 37 years after Jesus prophesied. The general, his name was Titus, Roman general. And to this, to them, it was just, they just took it as another news item. Not realizing that prophecy was being fulfilled right then. Brothers and sisters, it's getting really late. So what about our day and our age? I want to tell you something. If you haven't heard it, you're going to hear it now. Brother Branham, in 1960, see, Brother Branham was a true vindicated prophet. Amen. Without question. Brother and sister, it is just so wonderful. It brings me to tears every time I hear the revealing of the hearts, the secrets of the hearts, everything no man could possibly know. And he prophesied a global destruction. Or has the days, are they prolonged? And every vision failed, people say. They say, oh, what about Los Angeles? He says Los Angeles was going to sink into the ocean because of the judgment on Hollywood. Who believes it's going to happen?
Amen.
God spoke it. It may be prolonged, but it'll be right on time. But you know what? It'll be a global thing. People say, oh, that's Los Angeles. We're over here. Woe unto Gisborne when that happens. I hope you've got a high hill to climb, because I'll tell you what, you're going to need it. I pray that God will take us out of here before that happens. A catastrophe upheaval, catastrophic upheaval on this magnitude will affect millions, not just America. It's going to slide into the ocean. God gave the dimensions how far it'll slide. How long was it before Jesus' word came to pass in Jerusalem? 47 years. The days are at hand, brother and sister. We need to wake up.
Amen.
I want to read you the prophecy. You can hear it on tape if you want to hear it on tape or recording. In the message he preached, Choosing a Bride, this is what the Lord spoke through him. He said, that's a solemn warning. We don't know what time, and you don't know what time, that this city, speaking in Los Angeles, the Angeles Temple, I think, may not be the Angeles. Anyway, it was Los Angeles he was speaking, prophesying. You don't know what time that this city one day is going to be laying out there in the bottom of this ocean. O Capernaum, said Jesus, thou who exaltest into the heaven will be brought down into hell. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, it had been standing still this day. Great things. And yet people rejected it. Sodom and Gomorrah lays in the bottom of the Dead Sea. Capernaum lays in the bottom of the sea. Our city who claims to be the city of angels, Los Angeles, city of the angels, that's what it means.
Yes.
Who's exalted yourself into heaven and has sent all your filthy, dirty, filthy things and fashions and things. I tell you, God's going to sink Hollywood so deep, they'll never find it again. Hollywood is going to be accountable for the filth of this world. It's put out on every video and film you know of. It's wrong. And the world's going to pay dearly for it because they have ignored the warning.
He goes on, the Lord speaking in the prophecy. He had to pick up our filth. Foreign countries come here to pick up our filth and send it away with your fine churches and steeples and so forth, the way you do. Remember, one day you'll be laying in the bottom of this sea. You're a great honeycomb under you right now. The wrath of God is belching right beneath you. Now, let me say this, man, this prophet of God never made mistakes on this, these things. These are always right. So that's a warning to you and I. Who believes it? Say amen.
Amen.
The wrath of God is belching right beneath you. How much longer he'll hold the sandbar hanging over you? Now, that prophecy came forth. Later science has found that it's true. There is a sandbar. And this is where the fault is. The sand angel's fault. Hanging over that, the sandbar hanging over that, when that ocean out yonder, a mile deep, will slide in there, plumb back to the Salton Sea. You want to look on the map. This is a major catastrophe. It's been prophesied under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. It'll be worse than the last days of Pompeii. Repent, Los Angeles, repent the rest of you, and turn to God. The hour of his wrath is upon the earth. Flee while there's time to flee and come unto Christ. God has spoken it. It has to come. Another sign to you and I, the last days are at hand. Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He'll come before this happens. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So, brothers and sisters, we're very blessed to have the message that's come to us through the ministry of Brother Branham. That ministry has come and gone. What is left? God cannot curse the world while his children are still here. This generation will be called out and put into Christ. What did Jesus say about the last generation? We'll read this in Matthew 24, verse 33. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, all these signs that have been spoken of, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. You know, brother and sister, our 40 years is up. Israel became a nation in 1948, on my birthday. The 14th of May, but I was born 1950. We are on borrowed time. It is later than we think. I'm saying this as going out around the world right now. It's later than you think. May God wake us out of our sleep. Get our eyes fixed on him. Jesus said, in an hour when you think not, he will come. So he could come tonight. He could come tomorrow morning. It may be past for many to come in. I pray not. Remember, God's word will be vindicated. The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision will happen. People say, oh, this is going to happen. They said that was going to happen. Nothing's happened. It will happen. I don't care if it's prolonged or delayed. It's going to happen. May God be merciful to us all. Brother and sister, I'm serious about this. I prayed last night about this. I want to be ready. I don't want anyone to come to church and find that we're not here. because he's come. Yes. Isaiah 55, verse 11 says this. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, God speaking. Hallelujah. It shall not return unto me void. It will not come back empty. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So his word's gone out, it's going to happen. And brothers and sisters, we need to be ready. Listen to this scripture. Spoke to me for a long time in Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3. Here it is again. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Now listen to the words. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You hear tomorrow, Los Angeles just sunk beneath the ocean. You know, brothers and sisters, it's an amazing thing. The world made a movie. He's seen that movie. I can't remember what the name of it was. 2012. What? 2012. 2012. We're already past that. Yeah. They showed a very dramatic movie of Los Angeles sliding beneath the ocean. This is the world. Entertainment. But you know what? They're declaring something. It's going to happen. You know why? Not because of the movie, but because God said it would. He's already prophesied it will slide 1 mile deep into the ocean. I tell you what, brother and sister, we've got to be really serious about things. Get serious with God. Don't fool around. Don't make out you're a Christian and, oh, just casually go along. If it works out, I'll be there. If it's not, it doesn't. Listen, brother and sister, we've got to be really sincere and close to God. Who believes that's amen? We need to be really on fire for the Lord. So what can we do in this lateness of this hour? You know, if you hear Los Angeles is gone, you know it's just about all over. But you may not even hear anything. A devastation, that'll be so badly, so bad. It'll just be awful. I don't even want to think about it. Millions will perish. I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm trying to warn you. We need to be ready. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We've got to get close to God. We've got to repent of our sins. God shows you to do something. Do it! Don't rebel against it. I don't like doing that. If God's told you, do it. Hallelujah. Who wants to serve him? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So what can we do? What can we do in this late hour? Flee into Christ Jesus with all your might. You don't. So I come to church. I come to church now. Listen, you need to get down on your knees and wait on God. We're going to pray. Get down and fervently ask him to help you. He'll come to you. You be sincere with God. He'll be sincere with you. The door is fast closing on this generation. It's too late in the day to be waxing cold. The Bible said the love for God and many people wax cold. They don't have the fervency, the thirst, and the love for God, and it's just put on the back burner. They've got too many other things to do. I'm warning you in the name of the Lord. This is a word for us all. Very few crossed over into the promised land. But make sure you cross over. You remember 2.5 million people came out of Egypt and two made it. Two of the original that came out under 20 made it across into the promised land. God sent his prophet, called them out, came right up to the promised land and never went over. God's called us out, every one of us, to come to him, surrender completely unto the Lord. Many will seek to enter into the kingdom, he said, and shall not be able. Jesus said so.
Many will seek to enter the kingdom and shall not be able. Why? Is it because God locked them out? No, they didn't enter in. They didn't mean business with God. It's too late in the day to be waxing cold. Very few crossed over. God asked God to cleanse our double-mindedness. We're double-mindedness. We say we believe, and then the next day we do the opposite. Listen, brother, sister, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying this to you, and I've got to watch this myself. We say one thing and do another. I said, what's going on here? Oh, they were down the altar. They were praying, oh, God, I want to do this. I'm going to do this, Lord. And the next day, they're doing the opposite. God doesn't have a bride like that. He has a people that mean business with God. What God says, that is what I'll do. I'm not going to argue. We're not here to please each other. We're not here to say nice things that make us feel good. I want the truth. Who wants the truth? The truth shall set you free. That's what we need. Praise be to God. The truth shall set us free. I love what David said in Psalm 57, verse 7. My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Who wants to have a fixed heart? It's not having a good beater. It's not talking about that guy in there. We're talking what's inside that guy. Your heart is going to be fixed. I mean what God says, and I'm going to do what God says. Not to please the church, not to please people, but to please Him. Like in Noah's day, there's a closing off time. There is a closing off time. In Noah's day, there was a closing off time. What was the closing off? There was the ark. All I had to do was get in. Get into the ark. And God shut the door. God shut the door, brothers. Not men. Not Noah. God shut it. You know what? They didn't take it seriously. Oh, what's this wet stuff coming down? It was the end of the world. And they didn't take it seriously. Don't let that be you. I speak in the name of the Lord. I want to be there. I get no assurance because I'm a preacher. Or I come to this church or that church. I want to be there. Who wants to be there? It's later than we think. We've got to flee into His grace and mercy. Remember this. Noah's door was shut for 7 days before the rain started to fall. I said, Noah, I felt a drop. Noah, open the door. Please open the door, Noah. He said, I can't. I never shut it. God closed this door. And brother and sister, He's going to close it again in this generation. You've got to get in while you can. Mean business with God. Get down on your knees and be serious with God. Not serious with one another, serious with God. Hallelujah. And you're serious with God, people see that you're serious. So the door was closed for many. Even while the bride was still there, as it were. His little group in that boat was still there. But the door was shut. There'll come a time when it's shut. You say, I want to come to the God. You cannot. You can't even get a conviction stirred up in your heart anymore. When was the last time you were stirred up by the Lord? Really stirred up, got sincere, a few tears ran, and you meant business with God. When did you last have that? It's going to be a closing time. May His grace awaken every saint to get filled with the Spirit of God. Who wants to be filled with the Spirit of God? Amen. Shall we just stand for prayer, brother and sister? Lord Jesus, we come to Thee.
Very sobering time, Lord. You said the days are at hand. You've said in every generation, Lord. And some say, oh, yes. But others took it seriously, Lord. They did something about it. They started seeking for God. So I pray, Lord, that we'll seek for God here, those listening to you. Lord, we'll seek for thee. Don't let us miss out going across to that promised land, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll speak to every heart. These are serious times. Lord, it's more serious than I have expressed it. It really is. I haven't expressed it with a severity as if you were here. But you've already spoken it, Lord. Move upon every life. May we all come to Christ while the door is open, while there's an opportunity. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross. Jesus. The only way you can get in is under that blood. Be sincere with God. Be honest with God and the blood will cover you. Then we'll cross over into that promised land. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So wonderful. I know that's may have been a tough message, but it's the truth. This afternoon is really wonderful message of encouragement. But that is encouragement. It's encouragement to be warned. I want to know where the obstacles are. I want to know what's holding us back. May God help us all. Praise be to God. Brother Lee, when I see the blood, when I see the blood,
I'm
You know, we can believe it. Just believe it. Expect it. You may not understand everything, but believe it. Because it's written in the Scripture. It's the truth. And you know what? It's so pleasant when you do get on your knees to Jesus. It's so sweet. Suddenly the load comes off your shoulder. Oh, He's accepted me. Every sin I ever committed or thought is gone. Believe it. Because that's what the Lord does. So believe what He says in the Scriptures. Okay. Well, we're just going to pray here. And then we're going to have 316. Lord, prepare me. I picked that out when I was at home yesterday. That's exactly what we need to do for what we've just heard. Lord Jesus, we're very grateful for what You've done for us. We know, Lord, that what has come is the truth. Even if some people may not understand it, they can say, well, I kind of feel that is exactly what I believe. It's exactly what protection is. And it's the only way to get eternal life is to come to Jesus Christ. Then I don't have to be concerned about all the judgments that are going to happen. Because I'm covered. The Lord will prepare us, will help us, will do it for us. Lord, bless the people that have heard this on the internet, whenever they are listening. It's for them too. Lord Jesus, just bless our luncheon we're about to have and the fellowship. We thank You, Lord, for that. And we just give You a great big hug, Lord. We just know that You're here. Feel Your presence. Lord, just be with us on the prayer meeting we're going to have on Tuesday night. Lord, it could be on a Tuesday night that You come down and make Yourself really known to us in a bigger and greater way because we're willing to be praying to You. Lord, we thank You for that. And we just ask You to bless us at this time. And thank You for the meeting this afternoon. Amen and amen. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a bless You as You go. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a bless you.